Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we get together, discuss what it's like to run a business, raise a family and do it without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council, your lifestyle and mindset mentor. Recently, I was away on retreat at a gorgeous place called the Billabong Retreat Center. And while I was up there, I made a short video, which I've actually converted into audio for you to listen to today. And in this audio, I talk about the lessons that we can get from things that sometimes can feel like failure. We can feel like that we haven't succeeded in doing something in our business, in our life, and we don't get the response that we're expecting. And as women, we tend to take that personally and we kind of beat ourselves up about it. We get very emotional. We get quite upset. But what if we actually turned it all around and looked at the gift that comes with that particular lesson that we get in business? So have a listen to the audio. It's only short, doesn't go for very, very long. And let me know, where in your life and in your business has something appeared to be a failure for you or hasn't gone the way you expected and you actually got a really big lesson out of it? I'd really like to know. So if you'd like to share that underneath this recording, I'd really like to get a really great idea of how things go in your life when it's not really going the way it's supposed to. So have a listen, come back and share some of your thoughts with me. I'll speak to you shortly. Bye. Hi, it's Angela here. I am sitting in the most gorgeous place in the world right now. I'm actually at the Billabong Retreat Center and I'm sitting down beside the Billabong. It is gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. You'll probably hear the birds in the background. It's a gorgeous day here today. The sun is shining, there's not a cloud in the sky. And I just wanted to make this video because sometimes in business we can work really, really hard to achieve something. We have a goal, we have a program we want to sell, something that we're trying to achieve, and we don't get the outcome that we were expecting. We don't get an outcome at all. And that can leave you feeling as if that you feel like you're not good enough, you're a failure, you doubt yourself, all of this stuff can go on. And I just wanted to share with you that sometimes the gift comes in not getting that goal, in not reaching that goal, because there's a bigger picture. There's something else going on outside of you. And this might all seem a little bit strange, but I just want to share with you what has happened for me. Now, many of you will know, if you've been on my list for a while, you will know that I was running a retreat called the Entrepreneurs Retreat. Now, it has been a dream of mine to be able to run a retreat for women in business for the last 3 years. And it's something that for various reasons hadn't happened. I was planning it last year. My dad got sick. And this year it was going to happen. I set the dates. I booked it. I booked this place here at the Billabong. And I went out there and I marketed it. And, you know, and there was a whole program. There's a whole campaign. I spent a lot of money on Facebook, all of that, to invite women along to join me here at the Billabong Retreat. Well, I have to tell you, the outcome of that was absolutely zero. Not one person booked in. And when that happened, I thought, well, I could keep pushing it. I keep pushing it and I could push it right up to the last minute and see if I can get someone in. I could get really, you know, desperate and really push and push and push and drop prices and do everything that maybe I would have done in the past. And I went, you know, there's no point me pushing something that hard that by the time I get to deliver it, I'm exhausted and I actually can't give the best version of myself. So when it was about 6 weeks out, I went, I haven't got one person, and I know that it's going to be a really big push for me to actually get anybody. I made a decision. I did one more call out, said I was closing the books. And then I
took the retreat page offline and basically stopped selling. But I had already made the decision prior to doing this, regardless of what the outcome was going to be, I was going to come up here on those particular days and I was going to be on retreat. Whether I had a group of women with me or not was beside the point. Now people will say, well okay, that particular those manifestors will say, well because I'd said that, I'd kind of already told the universe that it didn't really matter, that I didn't need to have people there, I was going to come, I don't know. And when I didn't get the response that I wanted from the promotions that I did, to start with I started to doubt myself and I asked questions of people, why, you know, what stopped you from booking in, and I got lots of great feedback and that was absolutely fantastic. And then after that I went very quiet. I actually stopped doing everything except for working with my one-on-one clients. I came off all social media. Basically, I went a little bit to ground. And I had to do this because I felt like I had to reconnect to what my true purpose was. I had to work out exactly what I wanted to be doing. I felt that I wasn't in the right place. Something needed to change. It was time to close a few things off. It was time to look at something new. And then realizing in numerology terms that 2016 is a 9 year, it kind of made sense. That's the time when things start to come to an end. And that's how I felt. I felt like the last 10 years were coming to an end. The last 10 years I've been a naturopath and you know, and I've, even though I've come out of clinic, I've continued to do that. But I thought it's time now to actually allow that part of my life to finish. I'm not letting go of the knowledge I have. I still have the knowledge and I still want to help people, but no longer do I want to, am I going to do that as a naturopath. My true calling and what I truly want to do is I want to coach and I want to work on my mindset and work with women to help them with their mindset and to make better choices. And I truly believe there's a different way that we can be living our lives. It doesn't have to be this go, 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 action, high stress, burnout way. I know that it's possible to live a life that you've just always dreamed of, to be able to have that peace, to have that happiness, to find that place of harmony where it all works. And here in nature, for me, it's exactly what harmony is all about. I look around me and I can see, you know, the grass, and it just goes into the water, and there's no stopping and no starting. It just all works together, and one wouldn't be here without the other. And that's to me what harmony is. I listen to the birds. I can hear these noises in the background, and it all just fits. And the different birds all work. Everything works together. There's no competition. There's no going out there and striving to be the best and all of that. Everything just works, and that's what I'm looking for in my life, and that's, I know there's other women out there that are looking for that as well. So that's the journey I'm on. So what came out of me not actually selling any places to this retreat is that I got the opportunity to come away, come to this gorgeous place, meet some women that I have never met before in my life. And they knew nothing about me, so there was no expectations, and I could just be me. And conversations happened, and it is amazing some of the things that we've been talking about. You know, and obviously a lot of the stuff that I know has come up, people, you know, ask questions, and we get into a conversation about different things, and it's been absolutely fantastic. So for me, it's been an absolute gift to be able to come away for this couple of days. I've also managed to write more of my book. And we watched a movie last night called The Power of the Heart. And there was one line in it that has stuck with me. And all night it stuck with me and it just keeps coming back. And the line is, the journey between your head and your heart is the longest journey you will ever take. And that just had such a profound impact on me, because I realized that even though I do all of this personal development, I do all of this mindset stuff, I'm still in my head. whenever anything happens and I, you know, I have a conflict or a conversation with someone, I'm back in my head going, okay, what does that really mean? What does that mean? If I'm making a judgment about them, what does that mean about me? What am I doing? And I'm analyzing it. And I just went, you know, that's really tiring. It's great to be able to see that and to get into your head and your psyche and to be able to understand what we're doing, but it's all about, that's all doing. They said that word doing. It's not being. And you be from your heart and you do from your head. And from now on, I'm going to practice being more. And that means listening to my heart. So you're going to get probably more videos like this. I don't know. Whatever I feel like saying, because I just want to be at peace. I just want to feel that peace. And when I'm in my head all the time, no matter what it's about, you know, even now if it's about, you know, trying to work out how my mind's doing things and my belief systems and all of that, I'm not being. I look at the birds and the birds just fly. They don't think about it. They don't analyze it. They just be. It's like they just be. There's no question that they can fly. The fish, there's no question. They swim. They don't fly. They just swim. This pesky fly, it just flies. It doesn't have to analyze anything. It doesn't have to worry about its belief systems. It doesn't have to worry about why it's thinking this way. It just be. So I'm just going to be for a little bit longer. From my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. I want to thank you so much for being part of my journey. For everyone who's taught me, because you all teach me. For everyone that's ever interacted or communicated with me, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Next year is going to be different. For me, it's going to be different for everyone. Can't wait to see what happens. Bye for now.
Well, what did you think of that video audio that I made whilst I was up at the Billabong Center? Did any of that resonate with you? Has there been times in your life where you beat yourself up because you didn't get the results you wanted, where maybe you told yourself you're a failure, that you're not good enough, everybody else can do this, all this stuff was going around in your head and you got stressed about it, maybe you got depressed about it? Has that happened to you? Now, looking at it, can you actually see the lessons or the opportunities that things didn't go the way they were meant to? Yeah. What learnings did you get? I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know from you. Please feel free to share that in the comments underneath this video and audio so that we can start a conversation, because I think the more we talk about these things, what's out there in the world all the time is all the successes that everybody's making, but we're not sharing when things aren't going quite so well. And that leads other women to think that when things don't go well for them, there must be something wrong. But what happened to me happens to so many different women, and it's probably happened to you too. So let's open the conversation. Let's talk about this. This is not failure. This is one of the steps that happens when we run a business. Not everything is going to be completely and utterly successful. It can't be, because if we want good all the time, we need to have some contrast there. So I'd love to hear from you. Leave some comments underneath this post. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please, I'd love to know what you think. Give me a rating, give me a review. Share it with other people that you think maybe need to hear this message. I really want to get this out to everyone that everything you're doing is absolutely fantastic, regardless of what the results are. So that's it from me for this week. Next week, I'll be back with another episode. We'll have another interview with someone absolutely fantastic. And I've actually got a few things planned for this podcast in the new year. I'm looking at changing it around a little bit. So I'd like your feedback. What do you like? What don't you like? What would you like more of? What would you prefer that I took out? Do you like the interviews? Do you like these solo shows that I do? Do you want me to talk more about health or mindset? Let me know. I'd really love to know what it is that you want. Because as I said, I'm looking to relaunch this in the new year, a little bit different, but I'd like to know what it is that you want from the podcast so that I can create something that really gives you value. So until next week, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. As always, if you've got any comments, please feel free to leave them on the website, www.angelacouncil.com. While you're over there, you can also grab your 14-day stress-free living challenge. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do, why not pop into our private Facebook group called Stress-Free Living. So until next week, when I'll be back with some more exciting information for you, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.